Kat, I've got a question here from Emily Seward. She sent this in before Christmas, and we were a bit busy on the last programme. There wasn't time to squeeze it in, so I'm going to ask you now. She says, what is ageing? Is it caused by cumulative damage to cells as a result of everyday life, or is it genetically programmed? And if it is, can we prevent it with, say, gene modification?
It's both. Several things. First thing is that all your cells are pretty much programmed to die because you have things called telomeres, and every time your cells multiply, the telomeres are like the ends on your shoelaces. They're the ends of your DNA. Every time your cells multiply, telomeres get a bit shorter until they get so short your cells can't really multiply properly anymore and they die. There's also some evidence that our cells age, and it's to do with the metabolism of our cells causing damage to our DNA. And also, when your DNA gets too badly damaged through environmental things or through things that are intrinsic to your cells, then they also die. Could we modify it? There's lots of people looking into this, and things like chemicals that are found in red wine, you know, all these antioxidant kind of things that might have some effect on reversing the metabolic side of it. And as far as telomeres go, you're talking pretty hardcore genetic engineering to change the length of someone's telomeres. But there's some interesting research going on about whether the general length of the telomeres in your cells is predetermined genetically, and whether that might make some people more or less prone to cancer. And there's research going on at the moment to find that out.
I hope they cure it within my lifetime, so to speak.
I don't know, I don't think I can put up with you for many more years, Chris.